The true meaning of it takes two to tango, more than just dancing. English has an interesting idiom, it takes two to tango. While its literal translation is two people are needed to dance the tango, it actually means both parties' cooperation is necessary to accomplish something. In Japanese, there's a similar expression, you can't clap with one hand. However, in English-speaking countries, this tango metaphor is widely used. It has become established as a phrase that succinctly expresses the need for cooperation, shared responsibility, and mutual understanding. The origin of this expression dates back to the 1920s when tango was introduced to North America from Argentina and became hugely popular. This idiom is believed to have emerged from the complex and passionate dance that requires two people moving in perfect sync. Interestingly, this expression suggests not only the need for cooperation, but also mutual responsibility in problems or conflicts. For instance, saying it takes two to tango during an argument or divorce implies that both parties share responsibility, rather than blaming just one side. Just recently, on September 27th, this phrase made headlines when used during a meeting between former President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. When Zelensky expressed hope for good relations between them, Trump responded with, "It takes two to tango." This single phrase seemed to encapsulate the complex positions in the Ukraine situation and the need for cooperation between the two countries. This idiom is used in a wide range of contexts, from international relations to personal relationships. It teaches us the importance of considering both perspectives and roles, rather than viewing things unilaterally. In our global society, such flexible thinking and attitude of mutual understanding may be increasingly required.